We're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
We are back here at the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl. This is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cromlin. We are joined by Matt Matera, who covers the Tampa Bay Bucs for PewterReport.com. And Matt, obviously the biggest headline for the Bucs this season was the renaissance of Baker Mayfield, but you only signed him to a one-year deal. Would you anticipate Baker Mayfield getting a new long-term deal from the Bucs before the franchise tag application deadline?
Long-term is tough to say because it's one of those situations for the Bucs where I don't know if they necessarily want to have some buyer's remorse and pony up, like, say, 4 or 5 years. It's all about, really, the amount of money per year, and ideally the Bucs would like to get Baker Mayfield for probably around $20 to $25 million. But, I mean, he just had a great season, you know, over 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, great touchdown-to-turnover ratio. So it's not like the Bucs are going to be the only team that wants Baker Mayfield. Now that you add in that his offensive coordinator, Dave Canales, that just revived his career, isn't in Tampa Bay anymore. He took the head coaching job with the Panthers. That adds a whole nother wrinkle into this whole question going into the offseason for the Bucs.
Absolutely, and the Bucs are currently in the process of finding a replacement for Dave Canales at offensive coordinator. Where does that search stand right now?
Yeah, there's been a number of interviews and requests for interviews already. Antoine Randle-El, who's the wide receivers coach with the Lions, is set to interview. He obviously has history with the Bucs, going back to being their assistant coach in 2020 when they ended up winning the Super Bowl. Alex Van Pelt, former coach with the Cleveland Browns, he has experience working with Baker Mayfield, so there's a little bit of a tie-in there. They've gone in-house a little bit as well. They're going to interview Thad Lewis, who was the quarterback's coach, Coach Van Dam, the tight ends coach, so they're looking a little bit outside, a little bit inside as well. Brian Johnson, the former Eagles offensive coordinator, is another person in the mix. So wouldn't be surprised if more names come out soon, but there's a number of people.
Yeah, and another name just came out, Jake Keats, who is the Rams pass game coordinator, and I think he and Baker crossed paths temporarily there in L.A. He is flying in tomorrow for an interview. Do you expect him to be a major candidate?
I think everyone's open right now. There's probably one or two leaders in the clubhouse, but it's anyone's ball game at this moment.
Absolutely. And Mike Evans, he is unquestionably a future Hall of Famer. There's a gold jacket waiting for him. Do you think 2023 was his final season in Tampa?
I hope not. It's tough to say. I'm going to answer and say no, only because the Bucs want Mike Evans back, and Jason Light, the general manager, they don't let people that they want to go. Mike Evans was the first ever draft pick made by Jason Light when he became the general manager of the Bucs. So I think Tampa Bay is going to do everything in their power to bring back Mike Evans. I think they're going to let Mike go and talk to other teams and have Mike and his agent get a number from other teams and then come back to the Bucs and say, can you match this? And odds are, I think they will.
Absolutely. And another big-name free agent from the Bucs is Antoine Winfield Jr. He is one of my absolute favorite defensive backs in the entire National Football League. If they're able to get a deal done with Baker Mayfield before the franchise tag application deadline, do you expect Antoine Winfield Jr. to get the franchise tag?
That would not surprise me, just so you still have him in Tampa Bay, and then so you franchise tag him. And then I think they would come out to a long-term deal before the franchise tag actually hits for the whole season. Because in my opinion, if you're ranking the number of free agents that are most important for the Bucs, there's a great case that Antoine Winfield Jr. is the most important free agent in Tampa Bay, what he means to that defense. So I can see it happening with a franchise tag, but then they come out with a long-term deal after.
Absolutely. And even headed into year two in the post-Tom Brady era, the Bucs still have one of the strongest rosters, definitely in the NFC. And what positions do you see them attacking early in the draft?
Yeah, I think strong safety is one of them for sure, because you got Antoine Winfield Jr., presumably, if he comes back. At free safety, you try to bring another strong safety to kind of pair him with him. Another wide receiver wouldn't hurt. Get a wide receiver three, because Chris Godwin's going into the last year of his deal. There's no guarantee Mike Evans is going to be back either. An edge rusher too is going to be a big one. Wouldn't be shocked if the Bucs go with an edge rusher with their first round pick, because they have Shaq Barrett under contract, but he's costing them $14 million right now, coming off that Achilles injury and a terrible family tragedy. Did not really put up great numbers last year. So edge rusher, I think, is one of the big ones the Bucks will be looking at.
Matt Matera, Bucks beat reporter for PeterReport.com. Thanks for joining us.